Dr. Schneider dictating a six-minute walk test on William Ridgway, R-E-I-D-W-A-Y. This goes to Dr. Tide. On 6/2/26, Mr. Ridgway performed a six-minute walk test period prior to ambulating. Urinary saturation was 99% period. Patient walked 482 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 97% period. And paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, six-minute walk test on Ray Skerry, S-C-E-R-R-I. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 6/2/26, Mr. Skerry performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, urinary saturation was 99% period. Patient achieved 467 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 96% period. No paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, six-minute walk test on Dale Milliken. This goes to the VA. On 6/2/26, Mr. Milliken performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, urinary saturation was 94% period. The patient walked 279 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 91% period. Should be noted the patient has some abdominal discomfort after an abdominal aneurysm surgery in October 2025. In paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Dale Milliken. This goes to the VA. On 6/2/26, Mr. Milliken performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to inhalation bronchodilators, the forced capacity was normal. And there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction period after bronchodilators. There was a poor effort period. New paragraph impression. That new paragraph compared to a prior study dated 3/1/26. There's been improvement in the pre-bronchodilator study period. New paragraph impression. Mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease showing some improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Stern. This goes to Dr. McNitt. On 6/2/26, Mr. Stern performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/19/26, there's been no significant change. Period. In paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Beverly Brown. This goes to Dr. Pogodino. On 6/2/26, Mrs. Brown performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/17/25, there's been improvement period. New paragraph impression, normal study showing improvement period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jeannie, J-E-A-N-N-I-E Smith. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 6/2/26, Mrs. Smith performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. Without significant airways obstruction period, the air velocity index was 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was slightly less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change period. New paragraph compared to a study dated 2/25/26. There's been some improvement period. New paragraph impression, minimal restriction without significant airways obstruction showing some improvement period. Thank you.